Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, the Reverend Ralph Mancini, and joining us from the great land of Idaho is inside linebacker Daron Mackey of the Boise State Broncos. Daron, first off, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And describe how these past 2 months have been in your preparation for the NFL. How have you become a better athlete in all your training that you've been doing?
Greatly honored to, be on this interview. And this past 2 months, I've just been working hard, trying to get in the best shape of my life. It's the biggest job interview of my life is coming up. So, just trying to stay well prepared for that, feeling healthy, feeling good, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and you mentioned the fact that you have a pro day coming up this upcoming Friday. What are your expectations, or better yet, what is your goal heading into that pro day?
It is actually on Thursday.
Oh, it's Thursday, okay.
Yeah, and my goal is just to go and perform the best of my abilities. I got some numbers in my head. I really don't want to let them out yet, but I just want to go out there and shoot for those numbers and hopefully just do the best that I can do.
Now, as most people are aware of, one of the big questions that a lot of talent evaluators are going to have about you are your knees. I mean, you've had two ACL injuries over the past 2 or 3 years. How are the knees holding up?
My knee is great. I did have two surgeries, but I rehabbed and came back from both of them. I'm feeling good and feeling better than ever right now. I feel like my legs are stronger than they ever been before right now, so I'm feeling real good about it.
Yeah, and Daron, the words physical and tenacious have often been used to describe your style of play. What would you say are the best parts of your game?
I'm physical. I like to come downhill. I like to, smash big linemen, get them out of my way, and just, try to get that ball. I think I bring a good insight on the game. I think I got good instincts, and I know if I can find the ball, I get to the ball and make plays.
Yeah, you mentioned those instincts. Now, you've played both inside linebacker, you played outside linebacker, and, when you're at your best, you can be the type of enforcer that runs around and gets involved in just about every play. Now, do you attribute that to the pure talent that you have, or is that just a result of intense film study?
I think it's a mixture of both, because, in my younger years of playing, I was, performing at a high level. And I think, now that I've, learned the game and see what you have to do to take the next step to be great, coming to college and start, really watching film and really breaking down and learning, how offense operate and all that stuff. So I think it's a mixture of both, both instincts and film work.
Yeah, and you've been part of a highly successful program at Boise State. Talk about the feeling, the satisfaction that you had leaving college football on such a high note with your team's big win over Utah in your last game in blue and orange.
It's incredible. I love my time here at Boise State. It's been nothing but good things for me. I learned a lot. I matured a lot. As far as, football, winning always feels good, so, that part, take care of yourself, but I think I learned a lot more off the field than really on the field, my experience in college.
Yeah, and you're a Southern California guy. You began your collegiate career at Bakersfield Junior College, and then 2 years later, you had a choice. You could have either have gone to Boise State, you could have gone to Washington State, but I remember back then when you made your decision, there was one quote where you said that you just felt comfortable with your visit to Boise State. What is it about that Boise State environment that makes it so unique and makes it so accommodating for players?
It's like a second home, Like when I was on my recruiting trip and I came up here, I just felt comfortable here. The coaches, they embrace you, they show you love. And it's not just on your recruiting trip when you get here, you still get the same love. So it just felt like at home, you know, the teammates that I met on my visits, on my trip, they were cool, you know, down to earth, you know, all embraced me, you know, tell me how, you know, they want me here. It wasn't just the trip, though, because when I got here, it was really that way. So I just felt comfortable here.
Yeah, and what about Coach Chris Peterson, one of the more successful coaches in college football? What are you going to remember most about him? What type of impression has he left on you?
When I learned from Coach Peters, the little things make the big things easier. So if you take care of little things, the big things won't seem as difficult. So just take care. Just make sure you focus on the small things, and then everything will work out.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about how you're such a physical downhill defender. What do you think is the most underrated part of your game? What is that part of your game that, you know, a lot of people either take for granted or just don't talk about?
I'm sorry, my phone's breaking up. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, as I was saying, I mean, we all talk, you know, we talked about before, you know, the type of physical defender that you are. You're a downhill linebacker and all that. But what do you think is the most underrated part of your game, or the part of your game that enough people, a lot of people don't talk about enough?
I think I do a great job of just knowing what I need to do. I think I grasp the game very easily, and I put in the work. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, it's not like I just see it and I get it. You know, I put in the work, you know, and make sure I understand it. But I really know what I'm doing on the field at all times, and I like to know what everybody has to do, so then I know, you know, the deep of our defense.
Yeah, and describe that linebacker mentality. You know, what type of mindset should that middle linebacker have? You know, should a middle linebacker necessarily always be a defensive leader? How do you view it?
I think there's all type of you know, perspectives on how a linebacker should be. But I feel like you don't have to be the vocal leader. I believe that you just have to be, like, the most hardworking, the most, you know, the toughest guy on the field, and the guy that doesn't mind getting his hands dirty, putting his hand on the ground, just getting real nasty out there, because the game is a tough game. You need somebody at middle linebacker that knows that and willing to embrace the toughness of it.
Okay. And also, in terms of your character, what type of person will an NFL team be getting in Deron Mackey?
I think that I'm a good guy. You know, I get along with everybody. I don't cause too much trouble. You know, I'm not in the news, you know, getting arrested and all that stuff. So I just try my best to be, you know, just try myself to be me. You know, and that's just a fun-loving guy. You know, I like to have fun, like to have a smile on my face, like to make other people laugh. So I think that I can pretty much fit in with anybody. You know, I've never really had injuries, so I think that I have a great attitude, and that'll be great for, you know, to get to a team in the locker room.
Yeah, and were you always a linebacker growing up, you know, playing peewee football and all that? Did you play any other positions, or did you play any other sports?
I actually started off at corner and running back back in my younger years. But then I grew up, you know, got a little bigger, and, I really liked to hit people, so then they moved me to linebacker, and it was a perfect fit for me. But as for other sports, I played basketball. I was pretty good at that. I wasn't, no Division I type guy, but, you know, I was just, you know, average high school player. Did some track and baseball, but, you know, just I mainly focused on football most of my life.
Yeah, it's hard to picture you as a cornerback. I mean, what are you weighing right now? You have to be at least, what, 230, 235, right?
Yeah, like 230, around 230.
Okay. And what sorts of activities do you like to do off the field?
Off the field? I like to relax, you know. I don't mind, you know, playing video games, you know, sometimes, you know, reading a book, or basically, you know, just chilling with my girlfriend.
Okay, and, you know, in terms of schemes, what are you more comfortable playing in, a 3-4 or a 4-3?
To me, it really doesn't matter. I feel like I have the skills to play in any defense. I feel like and I can grasp any defense. I don't feel like there wouldn't be a challenge in hitting either or. So it doesn't matter to me. I just want to go play.
Okay, and tell us, Deron, why will you be a success in the NFL? What is it that sets you apart from the pack?
What sets me apart is that I'm not the type of guy that, you know, I'm not, you know, in it for, you know, the money and the fame and all that. I really just love football. I love the game of football, and, you know, it drives me every day. I wake up and I think about football. I go to sleep thinking about football. I love the game of football. And I think that's what really sets me apart. My love for the game, I think, is very deep.
Yeah, Deron Mackey, a real gamer, folks. And, you know, Deron, we usually like to end our interviews with a little segment called Three and Out. I'm going to ask you three non-football questions. So the first question is, first down, which music artist do you listen to when you're trying to get psyched up for a ball game?
It's a couple, you know, but I will have to go with Lil Wayne up top. But I already talked to Jay-Z and my iPods and Young Jeezy. Those guys, you know, really get me ready for the game.
Yeah, Jay-Z always does the trick for me. Now, for the second question, second down, you know, I hope your girlfriend's not listening, but name the female celebrity you would most enjoy sharing a romantic evening with. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We had a couple of Rihannas this past week. Not a bad choice at all. And the third question, third down, who is your favorite athlete outside of football?
Outside of football?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, easy. Growing up, watching Mike, everybody wanted to be like Mike. And I play football, but I still want to be like Mike. And I feel like I wear number 45 because Michael Jordan wore 45.
Oh, no kidding.
In the league, yeah. So, that was one of the reasons why I chose my number that I wear.
Yeah, it's amazing how he retired about, 12 years ago, and people are still, you know, looking at him as, you know, as their idol, a lot of people still. So that's pretty amazing. All right, Deron, we want to thank you for sharing a few moments with us. I want to wish you the best of luck going into your pro day, and I am sure I'm going to see you at some point next year in an NFL uniform. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much. And once again, I appreciate the honor. I feel very blessed by this opportunity to speak on this other show.
Not a problem. Take care.
All right, thank you.